The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Kyle Thomas and Mary McCone are with us. Delighted to talk to you both again. Happy New Year to both of you. I want to start, though, by playing a little bit of Oprah Winfrey at the Golden Globes.
In my career, what I've always tried my best to do, whether on television or through film, is to say something about how men and women really behave, to say how we experience shame, how we love and how we rage, how we fail, how we retreat, persevere, and how we overcome. And I've interviewed and portrayed people who've withstood some of the ugliest things life can throw at you, but the one quality all of them seem to share is an ability to maintain hope for a brighter morning, even during our darkest nights. So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon. And when that new day finally dawns, it will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say, me too, again. Thank you.
A speech that has had some people talking about Oprah for president. I'm sure Ivanka Trump wasn't thinking that when she tweeted her support for what Oprah had to say. But how ridiculous has American politics become, Kyle Thomas? Bad enough to have Donald Trump inside in the White House, but would Oprah Winfrey be in any way better qualified to be president?
I love your setups, Matt. And by the way, it was in studio last week. Susan did a great job subbing
for
you.
Excellent
job. I'd be very concerned if I were you. Look, I assume that when Oprah talked about phenomenal men, she had to be speaking about me. I mean, there's nobody else I can think of. Yeah, I think we have sunk to the level of celebrity, and the whole idea, I'm writing a column about this for Thursday, so it's on my mind. The ancient Greeks had a phrase called deus ex machina for their tragedies and some comedies. This would be a catapult that would launch it, an actor playing a Greek god, to come into a intolerable situation and to rescue the moment, to save the moment when nobody else could. And that's what Americans increasingly look for, some kind of messianic savior to come in and fix everything. I think that's the wrong approach to politics, and I think it demeans the profession, and I think it waters down the legitimate subjects that may be boring to a lot of people who don't watch reality TV, but are necessary for advancing any country and culture.
Yeah, the corollary of that then should be, surely you want Trump out, so...
Well, look, I don't like the personality, but I sure like the results. We have a new poll out today that says small business is at its greatest optimism level in years. Unemployment, including African-American unemployment, which has always been difficult in this country, is down to its lowest level in history. Economic growth is now over 3%. Businesses are coming back from overseas. Sorry, Ireland. Corporations in America are paying employees $1,000 bonuses with more to come. What do the Democrats have? Nothing. They don't have a candidate. They don't have an issue. All they've got is Russia, which is going nowhere, and this idiotic Michael Wolff book, which is full of errors.
We will get to the Michael Wolff book in a moment, but Mary McCone, a listener, says here, that Oprah Winfrey speech just gave me goosebumps. She's a great speaker and very inspiring, but she's not qualified to be president of the United States. Are Democrats really going to hang their hat on Oprah Winfrey?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I don't see it happening, but the one thing we've learned from this year and the previous year is you cannot bet against anything happening in American politics. Now, I agree that Oprah Winfrey is not qualified to be a politician, but look, you know, I think the American presidency has changed over the years and that it has become more and more aligned to celebrity, as has American politics. We can go back to Arnold Schwarzenegger, we can go back to Ronald Reagan. So people do like name recognition, they do like they're celebrities here. The difference between reality TV and real life tends to get very, very muddied. I'm not sure. Okay, on principle, I don't think that you should go for president just because you have 100% name recognition in a country. I really don't. But would Oprah Winfrey be any worse than Donald Trump? I don't think you can even compare the two people. One of them was patently unfit for office. He's clearly mentally unstable. And I think she is not qualified on the face of it. But, you know, part of the problem is American politics. Why are people turning to people like Donald Trump and Oprah Winfrey? Because politicians have sat around in Congress and in the Senate for 20, 30, 40 years and done nothing but maintain the status quo, sidestep problems and bickered endlessly about things. If you look at how they, you know, both parties, in fact, but particularly the Republicans behaved after Barack Obama became president, where they made a pact to block anything he did, no matter what it was, no matter how good for the country. You know, you can understand why people are so disillusioned with presidents and with politics. And Oprah Winfrey is somebody who at least has proven herself to be a humanitarian, a really smart woman, somebody who really does care about American people. You know, if I had to pick a choice between Donald Trump and Oprah Winfrey, I know who I'd vote for.
Yeah, but hang on, what sort of choice is that between the totally incompetent and the largely incompetent? She has no experience whatsoever to be in that job. Just because Trump is in there doesn't mean that you put somebody you like a little bit better because she's left-leaning in there to do the job, Marion.
Yeah, I agree with that up to a point, but she would not. Donald Trump is not the first incompetent president. Look at George W. Bush. People forget what an epic disaster his presidency was. He was, you could say, he was completely qualified. He was governor of Texas. He came from, you know, his father was president. He was exposed to politics all his life. His presidency was a disaster. I would say his presidency may turn out to be an even bigger disaster than Donald Trump's still because of the damage it did to the country. So I'm not sure that the standard political qualifications are necessarily proven all that great. Barack Obama was a one-term senator. His political resume was very, very thin. I don't agree with reality stars becoming president on principle, okay? But what I'm saying is, if this is what the American people want, and I am not American, then let them vote for it and let them see the consequences. They should be already seeing them.
Okay, and indeed, I know you've already slagged off the Michael Wolff book, Fire and Fury, in your opening comments, Cal Thomas. But the one thing that really struck me, and leave aside Russia and all the rest of it, but the one thing that really struck me about that book is how out of his depth Donald Trump is in the job and how out of their depth the family members around him. And, you know, the level of competence, I think, is what people require a lot of the time in politicians. These are clearly incompetent people. And most worryingly of all, for us internationally, this man is your commander-in-chief. This is the man who does a bit of willy-waving about having actually the red button for the nuclear weapons to push.
Yeah, not probably a little bit worse than Matt Lauer's red button under his desk to lock all those women in at NBC.
Yeah, but look, I mean, that's horrifying and disgusting, and nobody would ever say that Matt Lauer is right. So let's not use that as an excuse for Donald Trump's incompetence.
No. Well, I think you should take a look at the Daily Caller, which has done a great job, dailycaller.com, of cataloging just some of Michael Wolff's errors in this book. Some of them are small, like misplacing restaurants that he supposedly interviewed people in, misspelling names, getting dates wrong, making other accusations that turn out to be not true, claiming he interviewed certain people who have responded saying he never interviewed me. He claims he has
Sorry,
these
this
tapes.
Sounds like a Donald Trump autobiography, so that's given that he gets everything wrong when he makes claims.
Let's stick to the subject since you mentioned Michael Wolff. This is being people who hate Trump are willing to believe anything about him, whether it's true or not. Now, Michael Wolff has tapes, he claims, of these off-the-record interviews. Very easy to prove whether he is correct or not. All he has to do is release the tapes. He says he's not going to do it. He says a lot of people contradicted each other, and so he took a synthesis of some of what they said and believed some of these things to be true, and so he printed them as if they were true, and the reader can make up his or her own mind. Well, that's not real journalism. Come on. I've done a number of interviews with presidents over the years. I've recorded them. I've transcribed them. I've never had any president say that any quote was inaccurate that I put in my column. That's what real journalism is, not this.
Okay, what do you think of the book, Marion McCone? Have you read it in full?
I've read the book in full. I think that the book is damaged by a number of stupid mistakes that shouldn't be in there, even spelling mistakes. Like, there's one thing where he speaks about a dream deferred, and it's spelled D-I-F-F-E-R-E-D. Small things, but you know
there's
what?
There's loads of spelling mistakes in it, and
yeah,
it's words
right.
running together rather than having a gap between them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly. I mean, the publishers, I think, did a really lazy job with this. It should have been, they clearly didn't have an editor of any competence or any stature. That said, I really think that the portrait Michael Wolff paints and the events that he was at, that I was at, you know, various things, what he says rings exactly true. It's exactly what I saw. You know, I do believe that he spoke to a number of people, because I know other journalists in Hollywood, or, I beg your pardon, in Washington, same difference nowadays, who really say that he did have the kind of access that we all would love. And, you know, people have not denied.
He clearly had access to Steve Bannon. Absolutely,
and
clearly.
Roger Ailes.
On the record, access to Steve Bannon.
Yeah. And to a number of other people as well. You know, and people like Katie Walsh, who say, oh, he quoted me out of context, or he slightly misquoted them, they're not denying what he said. They're not denying. They're you know, whimpering about a little bit. Sam Nunberg's another guy who came on, who was a former one of Trump's very first aides when he decided to run for president. And he said, yeah, you know, I may have called Trump a fool, not an idiot, but I called him a really big fool. So we're talking semantics here to a degree. I think that the overall portrait is probably completely accurate.
Yeah,
I think
Marian,
sense of blind
a listener,
panic that's conveyed.
The listener says, details might be inaccurate, but the premise is chillingly true. Donald Trump is unstable and incompetent. But, you know, I do have one issue here, and you even said it earlier, you know, I think you said he was clearly unstable, whatever, right? But, you know, you and I are not doctors. We're not qualified to make decisions as to his mental stability.
No, we're not. I mean, and all we can do is watch what he says, his daily utterances, his meetings, his public appearances, and read his tweets. Now, you know, I would not presume to categorize what kind of mental instability or anything else Andrew was suffering from, but he does not behave like a stable human being. I mean, the petulance and the childishness and the vitriol and the mood changes. This is not somebody, and you know, I'm not talking about a mental disability, I'm talking about somebody who just temperamentally seems very unstable. You know, I think Michael Wolff pretty well nailed a pretty accurate portrait of Donald Trump and his White House, and I think that's why they are all so freaked
out. Indeed, because Cal
if
Thomas,
this was a fiction,
to
why
finish,
would they not just ignore it?
Cal Thomas, the reaction that Donald Trump made on Twitter just more or less proved everything in the book. This was exactly the type of thing that you would... I mean, that thing about what a genius he is and what a stable genius. You know, a 10-year-old wouldn't have come back with a response like that. This is a man baby for a president, your commander-in-chief. I am shocked, Cal, shocked, having known you for a decade or so, as a man of high standards and high principles, how you could stand behind this clown of a president of yours.
I'm not standing behind anybody, Matt. I'm just telling you, look, we had a choice. Marian was absolutely right a few minutes ago when she correctly diagnosed why we have Donald Trump as president. The Republicans and the Democrats had both failed us. People were sick of the establishment. No matter who they elected, nothing seemed to change. None of their lives got better. Unemployment was stuck. People were not optimistic about the future of the country anymore. We were involved in wars we should never have been involved in. You're right about George W. Bush and getting involved in Iraq and all of that and spending trillions of dollars. All of that is true. And people just decided, look, we've had enough of these clowns. We're going to roll the dice. We're going to blow the system up, and it couldn't get any worse than this. And that's why Donald Trump is president. And I'm not standing behind anybody. I'm still trying to get an interview with him, which I've been promised. And if I do, I'll give you the audio. But I'm interested in the results. And you can't argue with the results. The results are great. The optimism is increasing. The economy is improving. Unemployment is down. Optimism is up. Look, what's not to like on the policy? A lot not to like on the personality, but if I have to make a choice, I'm going to take the policy.
Cal Thomas, Marian McKeown, thank you as ever for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.